Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's not sad anymore, but it's sad that I did not know this. I did not know that Laura Branigan had passed away in 2004, actually, according to those of you who found me on Twitter. So thank you for replying. I loved the song Gloria. I used to listen to it all the time when I was a kid, but I don't follow music or pop culture nearly as closely as I follow sports. So unless, of course, it's Star Wars or it's one of my TV shows, but I did not know about Laura. So I'm glad that her song is getting played ad nauseum in St. Louis. And I think it's a cool story, and I love how it's caught on. It's an awesome tune. And as one of you found me on Twitter and said, since she is passed away and she's in heaven, I'm sure she's definitely aware of what's going on. I like that. Maybe she is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. Our fourth show of the work week, now just 35 minutes away. We are just a half hour away from the next installment of Chubby Bunny. There will be no choking. There will be no fat consumed either, because it's fat-free food, marshmallows are, apparently. You can eat them after the fact. You cannot eat them during Chubby Bunny. But Brian, who fills in on the show a bunch, will join Chris and Dave and I, and we will duke it out. Hopefully this one bag of jet-puffed marshmallows is enough. And, you know, if the marshmallows look a little old, they're not. Well, at least I bought them new. I don't know how long they've been sitting on the shelf. Now the shelf, but they're very smushy. I just want to hug them. I will hug him and I will squeeze him and I will call him George. What cartoon is that? I will hug him and I will squeeze him and I will call him George. So yes, the marshmallows are very squeezable. Don't squeeze the Charmin. Oh my gosh, all these like crazy references are popping into my brain. Chubby Bunny, live here on the air, just over a half hour away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. And I'd mentioned this on last night's show, since we don't have any basketball or hockey games to break down, we have a couple of storylines in baseball. One, which is so unbelievably ironic, I almost feel bad. And we've got some football news and notes from OTAs, and obviously we have Chubby Bunny. But we don't have any big time games that we need to dissect. So it's kind of a fun show to get off the beaten path a little bit. And so I mentioned this, and this was something that producer Chris came up with and really liked the idea. In the wake of the Game of Thrones series finale, which is still being dissected 8 ways to Sunday. In fact, all of my TV spoiler websites that I check on a regular basis. By the way, there were multiple shows that I watch that I love, which aired their series finales in the last 2 nights. And the spoilers, oh my gosh, I've managed to avoid most of them, but it's impossible to avoid them all. So I don't know all the deets. But for instance, my favorite show, one of my favorite shows is Chicago PD. And that series finale or season finale aired on Wednesday evening. And then SEAL Team, which I also love, aired on Wednesday evening. So when I get off of work, there's a part of me that just wants to go home and sit in front of the TV and watch all the finales all at once, but that would not be conducive to my sleeping schedule. So I won't. However, don't spoil them. I'm really excited about watching them at some point this weekend. Friday feels like a good day to do nothing but sit in front of the television. I always have this, it's maybe a bit of a mourning period when one of my favorite shows wraps up and goes off the air. And sometimes, very, very often, the shows end prematurely, right? If they're our favorite shows, we feel like they should keep going. They should keep going. And there's a bit of a grieving period when they get canceled or they get yanked off the air if they're still really good. And so I can think of a few shows. For instance, Friends. I could have watched Friends for more years. I loved the series Friends. And there are other shows that I got very attached to, and I was so sad when they went off the air. And so when you're thinking about Game of Thrones, I know there was a lot of criticism about how it ended. And sometimes that can be the key to remembering a show fondly or remembering it with a bit of disgust. And I'll give you a great example, a couple great examples. I thought the Friends finale was perfect. I've watched it so many times. Year number 10. In fact, I have the DVD sets. Year number 10, the cliffhanger ending of sorts. Did she get off the plane? Did she get off the plane? And Ross is back home and he's left the airport and he gets the voicemail from Rachel. Because, you know, this is back when people had answering machines. And he gets the voicemail, but he doesn't know whether or not she got off the plane. So he starts yelling at the answering machine. And then the door opens and she says, I got off the plane. And also Monica and Chandler bringing home the twin babies that they adopted. And so there's some really neat tie-ups and perfect endings. And I know life isn't always perfect. There's certainly weren't. But it was great to see that series end in an iconic way. But the complete opposite happened with the series Lost. I don't know how many of you watched Lost. I watched every single one of those episodes, every single season, every single episode. I was consumed and I was constantly trying to figure out how they were going to end it. Because, you know, the producers and all the officials that were getting interviewed as the end of Lost approached kept saying, oh, we've had this in mind. We've had this ending. We were writing to this ending. We knew it was going to end this way. And so there was all this speculation and all this run up to the end of Lost. And they started to kind of set it up in the months leading toward that series finale. But dear Lord, it ruined the show for me. The ending was so bad. It was so bad that it ruined the show for me. I do not remember it fondly. First of all, I don't even know exactly what happened in the series finale. I actually had to read a bunch about it after the fact to try to figure out what the heck I just saw. But also, I didn't like it. It made no sense. I still don't understand what happened. And so I hated it. Absolutely hated it. And now I don't like the show nearly as much knowing how they ended it. It's like when you get to the end of a book and maybe a character dies or you don't get a happy ending that you were expecting, or I don't know. It leaves you with an unsettled feeling. For instance, La La Land, you know that movie La La Land that came out a few years ago? I didn't mind the ending because it was real life. That's real life. But there were so many people I know who couldn't stand that movie because of how it ended, because the two main characters did not end up together. Anyway, Lost was completely ruined for me. Friends is a great example of how I feel like a series finale should be done. Seinfeld, I go back and forth on. Seinfeld with the licking of the envelopes and how they all died. I wasn't a huge fan of the end of Seinfeld, but that show was so goofy anyway. So those are some of my favorite shows from the past. I mean, I could go on and on about others, but I'm wondering, in your opinion, who's ended the perfect way? If it's not Game of Thrones, if you didn't like the series finale of Game of Thrones, what are some iconic series finales that you will never forget and that really tied that bow perfectly on all that time you'd invested in a show? But what are some series finales, and probably we'll get more answers for this, what are some series finales that ruined the show for you, like Lost did with me? Hated it, absolutely hated it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So any of those options you have for our social media. I feel like we've already gotten one answer from the Game of Thrones arena. And we played this for you on last night's show with Aaron Rodgers and the Game of Thrones. And he went on and on. He was so animated. We rarely hear him get this animated or excited about a football question.
I love the show, and it was a great 10 years, but no. I mean, you come down to the end, and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran, who, by the way, 3 episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Dany had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Okay. Varys had a better story.
Got it.
Bronn, a lot better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories. Any Baratheon, better story. Here's the thing, though. Here's my last theory about it. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's, you know, all about the health of the realm, let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would piss her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, oh, yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here? No. Look, I love the opportunity to be in the show, which most people probably don't think I was, but I was there. I love the show, but, you know, the writers are also doing Star Wars, so I think they might have been a little busy this last season.
Oh, okay, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Star Wars, in my opinion, is more important, but what do I know? I didn't watch Game of Thrones. So Aaron Rodgers has already given us his opinion about Game of Thrones. Not into it, felt like they did not do the ending correctly, and it didn't make any sense. And that's actually what I keep hearing or reading. I talk to a lot of people about Game of Thrones, but I keep reading that they tried to cram in too much and that the storylines were cut short and the character development was cut short because they were doing fewer episodes this year, which sadly, that's the real life component of making a TV show. But I feel like you guys all love the battle. Like, the battle was epic and people were talking about the battle, and this is one of the greatest episodes of TV in the history of the medium. And then boom, the series finale, the last couple of episodes, and the tide completely turned. So I'm asking you, with Game of Thrones behind us, is that an epic series finale? Is it a terrible series finale? Does it ruin the show for you? And if you have another show like me with Lost, where you felt like the ending did not do the series justice and it was really a waste to watch all the way to the end, well, then we'd like to know that too. That's our question here on this Wednesday night / Thursday morning, for social media or on the phones. You can find us 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS, and it's brought to you toll-free by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Love that you're already sending your answers on Twitter and on Facebook, and so we'll get to those coming up. I told you there was an ironic story in Major League Baseball, so I want to get to that and some of the highlights from the diamond, but we'll mix in your calls and your TV finale gripes. Or maybe you're going to be all sunshine and roses. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Just like this.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit to left. Soto is back. This baby's gone. Rajay Davis with a 3-run home run in his first plate appearance as a New York Met. It's a 6-run bottom of the 8th inning, and it is New York 6, Washington 1.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Howie Rose on the Mets Radio Network. I think it helps that the Nationals' bullpen sucks again. I mean, I feel like this is an epidemic now for the Washington Nationals. However, Rajay Davis, cool story, right? First at bat in a Mets uniform. He's the reinforcement, and he hits a home run. So that's the cool part of the Mets story. Here's the ironic part. Oh, by the way, Rajay is 38 years old, so I love that component too. You know, we root for the old guys here on After Hours. This part, it to me, is unbelievable. So Robinson Cano was attempting to run out a ball, and he injured his quad. Do you know what Robinson Cano got benched for earlier this week? not running out ground balls. Oops. I'm sorry, that's terrible. I'm not laughing about his injury, but he gets benched for not running out ground balls, and then he decides to run out a ball, and he injures his quad. I mean, maybe this is why Robinson Cano shouldn't be running out ground balls, no? He's only 36 years old, for heaven's sake. So if I can run out a ground ball in beer league softball, well, you should be able to run one out without injuring your quad. But come on, the irony of that is delicious. Again, I'm not laughing at Robinson's, or Robbie's, not laughing at Cano's injury, but just the idea that he just got back in the lineup after getting benched for not running out a ground ball, and then he decides he will actually put in the effort, and he hurts himself. Oh, dear. Hashtag sad sap of the week, or hashtag facepalm Friday, though we're not actually there yet. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If we can get all our ducks in a row, I'm thinking that we can. We have our videographer here. We've got the fourth member of our party. Brian is also here getting ready for Chubby Bunny. We are technically supposed to do it in the next segment, only 15 minutes away. But I didn't realize that we'd have no one to run the board. So I didn't even think about that. Whoops. We're going to try to do it anyway. We're just going to hope that nothing blows up in the control room while no one is in there. And then Dave will have to get up, mouthful of marshmallows, and go get us to the break at the top of the hour. Dave, why are you in there muttering to yourself? What's happening right now? Uh-oh. That does not, it's not look like a happy, positive face. I thought you were the trash talker. You're going to win this thing.
Oh, I was just saying, I mean, the board doesn't really need to be run. I'll just hit a rejoin and then...
So we don't need you then?
No, we're
good.
You're
overpaid?
I mean, I didn't say that. And what is no? But and yeah, we're good.
A nod to the off? No, that's not how it goes. I can't remember now. Never mind, I'm not cool. Okay, so we're going to be fine. We've got Chubby Bunny coming up in 15 minutes. And in the meantime, we're asking you, after the Game of Thrones series finale that was so royally criticized, which shows do you believe ended in the perfect way, but which shows had finales that ruined the whole damn thing for you? Let's take a couple of calls here. Sam is in Alaska. Sam, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, long time, first time. Thanks for taking a call.
No, thank you.
I wanted to say, first of all, I agree with you 100% on Lost. That was just, I never verified this, but I heard that after the show was all done, the writers came clean and said, like, no, we actually had no idea where this was going. We were just, we were lying about that to keep you watching. But they actually
laughed
in advance. But it's kind of J.J. Abrams' thing. I mean, you look at the Star Wars movie he did where he set up all the stuff, and then when they came time for the sequel with the new director, he's like, okay, what's the answer to all this? And the producer's like, we don't know. We just kind of set it up like that. So that's kind of, it would be in keeping with Abrams if that was true. I choose to believe it. I like that story. But as far as the Game of Thrones finale, you know, it was fine. I thought, I've watched Game of Thrones since the first season, and I loved it. Was it as great as, like, the first couple of seasons? No, but that's some of the best television ever filmed. You're really comparing it against, you know, people are comparing it to stuff like the very high watermark to recapture there. I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was good. You know, it entertained me. But, you know, I was going back. I was actually thinking about this, and there's not a lot of shows that really hit it out of the park with the finale. Not everything is MASH. MASH is kind of the gold standard, I think, for, like, satisfying ending. Something like Star Trek Next Generation or Breaking Bad had really good endings, too, I thought. But it's really rare. More often than not, they drop the ball, I think.
Well, especially when they're set up, like, on this incredible platform, and there's so many eyeballs. They know the series is coming to the end. We know it's coming to the end of the road. And so it's hard to, as you say, please everyone, but also live up to all of that hype and that pressure. But I will tell you, Sam, that both MASH and Breaking Bad have been mentioned more than once already on social media. So that's good. I think there's a consensus about those two. Thanks so much for your phone call. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Josh is in Atlanta. Josh, what do you think about some TV finales that either won the day or were epic fails?
Hi, Amy. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
One of the shows I wanted to mention that was an absolute fail, almost completely ruined it for me. I don't know if you're familiar with Showtime's Dexter. Showtime's Dexter was one of the first shows I binge-watched whenever Netflix was up and coming and started getting its premiere shows. And so I literally invested almost an entire week into catching up on, you know, Dexter. Everyone told me how great this show was. And it was kind of like the Game of Thrones or any of the other shows. It was almost like an injustice that was done to yourself because of all the time and, you know, feelings that you invested in this show. And then they just end it. And you have to ask yourself, is it these shows that they just put so much into it, so many storylines to where they just have a mess that they have to just deal with at the end? Or is it they just run into a brick wall and they just don't know how to end it? I don't know. I just feel like these shows are as successful where they go 8-9 seasons in. You got to find some way to end it on a good note. And I feel like Dexter was one of those shows that really dropped the ball on the ending of the TV show.
Yeah, you got to have a plan. And that's the idea. While we may never know, like a show could get yanked off the air and they might not have the time to tell the end of the story. That part I understand. Very often we get cliffhangers of shows that are canceled and it sucks because we never know what happened. But when you know the end is coming, the writers need to have a plan and stick to it, because you're right. We can tell if they just kind of threw it all together or if they had a plan that they stuck to. So I agree with that, Josh, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening in Atlanta. This is kind of cool. We're hearing from all kinds of new peeps. By the way, this is how much I did not like the Seinfeld finale. It was George's, was it fiance who died? Yes, because they were doing wedding invitations, right? And it was the glue that killed her, and they all went to jail. So they didn't die. She died, right? And the rest of them went to jail.
That's not actually the finale for Seinfeld.
So what was the finale?
They were going somewhere in the plane that they were on. It has some trouble, so they land in somewhere in Massachusetts, and they become innocent bystanders to someone getting robbed, and they are recording it and making fun of him while he's getting robbed. So then they take him in, and they go to trial, and that's where all like the old characters come back in. And it ends with them sitting in a jail cell doing everything that they always did, just like about, you know.
So
nothing.
See, but didn't his fiance die, though, from licking the envelopes?
That's the end of a season.
Oh, wow.
Where he finds out that she's died because he flips to the cheapest envelopes in the wedding book, and that's how she dies.
Okay, got it. So, see, I don't even remember what the finale is. That's how much I didn't like it. lots of your tweets already, A-Law Radio. Many of you are suggesting that MASH was the perfect ending. Also, if you just post the name of a show, but you don't tell me if you loved it or hated it, that doesn't help me. Ben says, shows that ended perfectly. Boy Meets World, Mad Men, Parks and Rec, that 70s show. Shows that the ending ruined it for me. How I Met Your Mother. I've heard that before. A lot of people who were so into that comedy, and then the end of it, not just the finale, but the last season, really ruined it. And this is kind of funny, too. I'm sure we're going to get some of these conflicting tweets. So Graham says to me, the show that ended in the perfect way was MASH. The show that ruined it for me was Big Bang Theory. And then right below him, Big Bang Theory ended the way a long-running series should. So we're going to get people who disagree. Juan says Will and Grace, terrible ending the first time. Now, that obviously has come back now, so they can make amends. Matt says Breaking Bad ended perfectly. John says it took the reboot 11 years later, but finally the X-Files ended the way I was pleased with. And then Chris, no other show in the history of TV had a worse ending than The Sopranos, hands down. All right, so those are some of your suggestions. I'll get to your Facebook posts as well. But on Twitter, A-Law Radio, you've got the Facebook page. We'll get back to your calls. But straight ahead, well, it could be an ending. Let's hope no one dies by choking on a marshmallow. We're about to bring you Chubby Bunny. Chris, Dave, Brian, me, live on the air. How many marshmallows can we stuff into our cheeks and still say Chubby Bunny? It has nothing to do with sports, but it's going to be funny.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
OMG, and I don't even say that. It is time. It's time for Chubby Bunny. we have Kevin here in studio who's filming. You have got to turn that light off. He's got the flash on and I can't look at him. So Chris and I are at a disadvantage because, okay, that's better. The light is really bright. We're waiting for Dave to come in and join us. But the general rules of Chubby Bunny, you cannot eat the marshmallows. So if we catch you eating marshmallows, Kevin, you're also on patrol duty. If you see anyone chewing a marshmallow, absolutely not. That's a automatic disqualification. If you choke on a marshmallow, you're also disqualified. Do not die on the air and ruin my career, please. And then in addition to that, if you cannot say chubby bunny audibly, and we'll vote if someone is maybe getting part of chubby bunny out, but we'll vote thumbs up or thumbs down, okay, if there's a question. So you get to about three or four marshmallows in your cheeks and it becomes more difficult, so we'll go in order, okay? So take your time. Try not to gag. What you want to do is see the number I'm holding up. We get to one, two, three. Just keep stuffing the marshmallows in. Conserve your energy. And we'll go around from Dave to me to Chris to Brian. Initially, just yell it out. But once we get to like maybe four or five marshmallows, then we'll start to go in order. And we will decide as a group whether or not the person gets booted or gets to move on to the next round. Everybody ready? Little deep breathing. The second ever
Lamaze class
edition. Well, you would know about that. The second ever edition of Chubby Bunny right here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence and friends on CBS Sports Radio. Number one. Here we go. Oh, my marshmallows are sticking to the... By the way, this is all the marshmallows I have. So if one of you is like really incredible at this, it's going to be...
Chubby Bunny.
See, I start laughing.
Nothing happened yet. Why are you laughing?
I don't know why, because I'm nervous. Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
I already want to gag. This is bad. Okay.
I feel like a 1910 baseball player with a giant wad of tobacco in my cheek.
Are you showing off by telling a story?
No.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Who's eating marshmallows?
Not me, not yet.
All right, leave mics on so I can tell here.
How many are left in the bag? I want to eat them.
Mics on, I've heard that before.
Remember, it's too many Weight Watchers points. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
This is weird. Chubby Bunny.
I suck at it.
Like, reposition these things? This is weird.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I can't hear it.
I don't like the feeling of my mouth.
Chubby Bunny.
Right. Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Wait, that was number three?
Chris,
you're already almost out.
I know, almost. Chris.
Chris, Amy's gone.
Producer Chris. Did you go?
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
All right. What is this, number four?
Talk and roll, people.
He's still talking away like it's no big deal.
I told you, this is over already. Chubby Bunny.
All right.
But you were worried about us dying. What if you die?
A-Law is struggling.
I guess then we get the rest of the show.
Uh-oh.
Struggling real.
Are you out?
Yes, I can't do it. I told you I suck at it.
All right, so she didn't get the cash prize. No.
What cash prize?
Yeah, what is the prize?
I don't have any cash.
We all look like to the dentist.
That was awesome. Okay, so...
Producer Chris.
And you have a ton of gauze in your mouth? All right, Kevin, great. Thanks so much for filming that. Okay, I'm out at four marshmallows. Phew. I feel better now. The pressure's off. Go ahead.
I think I said Chubby Bunny already on four. Chubby Chris.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
I feel like I can do play-by-play much better this way. Right, it's not almost enjoying. Not fair because I have to do the talking
number
as the radio
five.
Host.
We need to cheers.
Number five.
Mambo number five.
Who is eating the marshmallows?
Chubby Bunny. My mouth hurts.
Chubby Bunny.
You get one
no
more
way.
Try. One more try.
Chubby Bunny.
I want syllables.
All right, one more try.
One more try.
Chubby Bunny.
Okay, that's all right. We'll
you're still
let you.
In. I'll.
Wait, you'll allow it?
I mean, you'll
allow
it. I'm
the judge now.
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Let's go.
So the last time we did this, Pete and Isaac went back and forth until 7, 8, and 9. They were incredible. And Tom and I had thrown up, so
no
we were
chance
out.
To get there.
So this
no.
is number
no,
six.
No, nobody's nine's coming.
This is
I
number
am in Pete's
six.
Chair.
You are in Pete's chair. And
what
you
is
did,
this, number
You did
six?
Trash talk. This is number six, right? Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I think Chris is about to throw up. I'm moving over. No, don't laugh. Oh, I suck at this. It's crazy because I have a big mouth.
Just for
Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, that's good.
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, that was better. Chris is making a comeback. Uh-oh. Dave's about to throw up.
No.
You're going to do it again. Okay. What do you guys think? Thumbs up or thumbs down on Brian?
No.
I told you not to talk. Thumbs up or thumbs down. We let you have a third try.
I'm trying not to look at him directly.
No, don't, because he's about to spew marshmallow. All right, so you want to try it again, or you?
Hashtag don't die.
Look at his face. His jaw is all distended. Dave's about to... Okay.
I don't know. That sounded okay.
Yeah, all right. We'll give you one more. Wait, use your napkin. No, use the trash can. Do you need the trash can? Use the trash can.
Use the full of
No. Don't recycle your marshmallows. Okay. You guys are a mess. Where? All right. Number seven.
This is ridiculous.
Seventh heaven. This is ridiculous. It's great when you have a good gag reflex like me. Don't. Okay, no one laugh. No one look at each other. No one laugh.
Mm.
Dave?
Mm-hmm. Chubby Bunny.
Good. Wait, Chris is tapping out. You're not even going to try? Please go behind the... I don't want to see it.
Yummy.
Okay. Wait, what is the slogan? Hold on. For the marshmallows, wasn't it have fun with your yum?
Uh-huh. That was a great time.
Have fun with your yum. All right, Brian, we're going to give you a couple shots at this.
Brian's done.
Seven marshmallows.
Brian's
jet puffed.
Done.
Fat-free foods.
He's struggling already. There's no shot he gets another one. No shot.
I told you.
The garbage can smells worse than it should, too. Oh, no.
So, Dave, you have to do one more Chubby Bunny. You don't have to put another marshmallow in, but you have to say it to be the champ.
Chubby Bunny.
Yeah!
What is wrong with you? Do you look at your night deformity? Like, how is your mouth wide?
Do we need to give him the trash can? No, you guys need to take that thing out of the studio.
He should swallow what he has
in his mouth.
That's what he gets for winning.
Can you give us a victory speech?
Bottoms up, big guy.
I'm already eating the marshmallows, so.
Oh.
But sure. I told you I was going to win.
Wait, were you eating them before? Be honest.
No, not at all. But they're delicious.
Okay, your kids are going to be so proud. Your wife, the Chubby Bunny champion of the world.
I'm going to show them this video.
Proudly.
I'm very proud of myself.
Dave,
did it look good at least?
To the team. No, it looks terrible.
Did not think getting into radio would result in something like this.
I'm putting this video on my online dating profile. This is what I'm going to show to the world.
Wait, you date online?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why good not? To know. All right. And on that note, our second ever edition of Chubby Bunny. We have all survived. No one has choked, which is good. No one's died by choking. And Dave is the champion. What would you like to say?
Like I said, I'm very proud of myself. I never thought this day would come true, but here we are.
Chris mentioned a check.
So, yeah. Is there a trophy? Is there a belt?
A
championship
bag,
belt. Oh, a bag of marshmallows.
More marshmallows.
Awesome.
Sir.
Have fun with your yum.
I don't want any more marshmallows.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm the only one who ate the marshmallows when
we were
done.
You want to play again? I got some leftovers.
No, we're good. No, we're good.
I could do three rounds with the marshmallows I have and not less. I feel terrible. I actually...
You didn't do very well.
Last year had... Or 2 years ago had six. This time, apparently, I'm getting worse at Chubby Bunny.
Tune in next week. We'll do it with mashed potatoes.
Maybe my mouth is getting smaller.
It's like that reflex because your body knew what to expect this time around.
True. So I've been dreading
tensed
it.
Tensed up a little bit.
I'd rather do play-by-play for y'all's escapades.
My cheeks do hurt.
This should be in the Olympics.
I'll give you that.
Are your ears popping?
No.
Oh, Dave's going to fake an injury for the rest
of the
show.
I got to go.
Now.
Home.
He's on the DL.
Chris, you're on your own. Brian, run the board.
He's on the DL. Okay.
All right. And on that note, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and only Chubby Bunny on this show. That's the only place you'll find it is right here.
I'm the champ.
Ha ha ha. Gross. No, the video's done, but I still have some radio to do, so can you guys, like, mosey on out of the studio?
See ya. Fine.
See ya.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I didn't even last to four marshmallows. But Chris is right. The fact is I knew what was coming, and so my, knowledge of how bad it is when you throw up marshmallows, that kind of ruined it for me. Meanwhile, the only thing you guys care about right now is the season finales or series finales, excuse me, who either they ended on a perfect note or they completely ruined the entire TV show for you. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And you know what? If you missed Chubby Butter, if you didn't have the chance to hear that scintillating radio, well, then you will get it on our YouTube channel. It will apparently be part of our podcast as well. I don't think we can take it out. But the video is actually funnier, I think, than the audio. So we'll post that as soon as we have an opportunity. But yes, thank you for all of your tweets, your Facebook messages as well. Let's go through some of these as we head up toward the top of the hour. Lots of Breaking Bad and lots of MASH right now being the top endings for TV finales. Chad says Seinfeld ended bad. Chad says Breaking Bad had the perfect ending. Let's see. Big Bang Theory's wrap-up was done so well, and the tie-in to the following Young Sheldon episode was extremely touching. Oh, that's sweet. That comes from Michael on Twitter. Dale says the best were The Office and Dusk to Dawn. And then our caller from Alaska mentioned Dexter. I think it was he that mentioned Dexter. It might have been our caller from Atlanta who mentioned Dexter. But Dale agrees that that was one of the worst endings he's ever seen. And then Peter says on Twitter, my favorite show ending of all time is House MD, Hugh Laurie's character. Dr. House discovers his best friend, Dr. Wilson, is dying of cancer. The two end up on a long road trip where we, the viewers, come to terms with the show ending as they say goodbye. Let's see. Brian says Sons of Anarchy ended perfectly. Jacob, How I Met Your Mother was the worst ending of any series. And then let's check out our Facebook page. I feel as though my entire life is flashing before my eyes. I'm very thankful that I did not have Death by Marshmallow, but I'm really disappointed in myself. It's a bad showing by your host. Although I guess if there are a list of things in life that I'm okay with failing at, Chubby Bunny would be one of them. Carlos says on our Facebook page, OMG, I've got tears streaming down my face listening to the Chubby Bunny contest. It's a crime to be laughing this loud at 4 a.m. So he's in an Eastern time zone somewhere. Thank you, Carlos. That makes me really happy. Debbie says on Facebook, love the series finale of New Girl, hated the series finale of House of Cards. Oh, my gosh. And then let's see. Nicholas on Facebook, the best were The Office, Friends, Big Bang Theory, Cheers, and Frasier. So see, you all are divided on Big Bang Theory. Dennis agrees about Dexter, though, ended terribly. We survived, Chubby Bunny. That's the most important thing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.